Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. Welcome to our Good Vibrations podcast about essential oils, positive affirmations, music therapy, and all things wholesome. We hope you will find this a positive place to come and relax as together we explore ideas that can help create good vibrations. Okay, hi, this is Suzanne Williams, and it's Monday. Yay, we get another week to try to be our best selves. And sometimes I think that when we are intentionally working on becoming our best selves, like, I think that the adversary works even harder on us, trying to knock us off our course. So I'm just going to say, it doesn't really matter how many times you get knocked off your course on your way to reaching your goals, that we all get knocked off our courses sometimes. And so the best thing is to repent, say sorry if we need to say sorry to someone, make amends, do what we can to fix things, and then get back on our course. Because God has put wonderful dreams in all of us. Okay, so we are on to our week two of the daily affirmations. And we're doing daily affirmations from this Personal Peaceful Growth Calendar. It's by Dr. Susan Lawton. And this week, it is I review my vision board. And I have to say that when I saw this one, I was like, oh gracious, because I have created vision boards in the past, but I don't have like a vision board right now. And so I thought, can I even chat about this? But if we all had to be perfect at everything we were chatting about, there would be precious little conversation, right? So I'm just going to own that I'm not super amazing at creating a vision board. Hopefully that's something that I can do with my children and something that I plan to work on with them later on today. So I just wanted to say that, okay, so the affirmation for this week is I review my vision board. And if you don't have one and you're like me, maybe it's time to make one, or if you have one, maybe it's time to just review it and add some things, like celebrate the things that have happened in your life. And anyway, so with you know that, so for the whole week, it's our affirmation is I renew my vision board, but we always have like a different affirmation, like every day, Monday through Friday, that we tag onto it. So this Monday we are tagging on, I have everything I need to achieve my goals. And I would have to say, I think that is totally true. Like, we might not think that. We might come at life from a scarcity mindset to think, I don't have what I need. But I really do think that as we look at our goals and we look around at what we have and we look around at the people in our lives who can help us in achieving our goals, I really think that we do have everything we need. Like, if we're not achieving our goals, I think the resources are out there. Anyway, so today's mantra is, I review my vision board. I have everything I need to achieve my goals. And you always, you know, that this book right here always pairs it up with a musical selection and a diffuser blend. So the musical selection for this week, I'm super excited about because it is by Johann Strauss, who is a composer, pretty sure in Vienna. And it is the Blue Danube, I hope I'm saying that right, waltz. Anyway, just D-A-N-U-B-E, Blue Danube waltz. Okay, anyway, it's going to be just a A beautiful. It kind of has that 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, almost like you're skipping type of feel. So, which I think is where, as we're pondering our goals, will help us know that we don't have to get everything through an amazing amount of hard work. Like, some things can just come to us a little bit more joyfully, a little bit more, like sometimes things came to us when we were children, just skipping through life. Okay, so I hope you all play the Blue Daniel Waltz, or if you have another musical selection that you like to play when you're contemplating your dreams, definitely put it onto the comments. Okay, so here is your diffuser blend. I am so excited about it because it's frankincense, wild orange, and oregano. And I just wanted to tell you a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. We'll be talking more about each of the oils later. And so on Tuesday, I'm going to give you a way bigger shout out on frankincense. But today, I just wanted to tell you that frankincense is the oil of truth. Like, I just am in love with frankincense. I think that the wise men gave frankincense and myrrh to the baby Jesus for a very good reason, and probably a whole, like, plethora of reasons. So, frankincense is the oil of truth. I just want to read you really, really quick the first line from this book, okay? And this book is Essential Emotions. And the first line says, frankincense reveals deceptions and false truths, okay? And it's to help us become more enlightened and help us tune in more to our wisdom and to help us become more discerning. All of things that if you're working on your goals, you want to be more enlightened. You want to be more discerning, right? So frankincense is in this blend for a reason. And then the second one was wild orange. And wild orange has to be my husband's, one of his absolutely favorite oils. My son, he works at Chick-fil-A, right? And so sometimes at the end of his shift, he could come home and smelling like chicken or grease or whatever, right? So he was going to work one day and our washing machine was broken. Our washing machine was broken, so I don't know that everything got washed completely like we would have wanted it to become washed. Anyway, so he put on wild orange because it just happened to be what we had in the car. And I'm like, oh my gracious, Caleb, what did you put on? You smell so good. And he's like, wild orange, right? So wild orange is the oil of abundance. Which when we are trying to reach our goals, we want to have that abundance mentality. We want to have that the universe is an abundant universe, and as we pursue our goals, we will be able to get to them. So I really do think that that is why one of the reasons that wild orange is in the blend, besides just the fact that it smells incredible. Okay, if you haven't tried wild orange yet, I think it's like what, like 10, 50, 11 doTERRA's wild orange. You get like 250 drops in a bottle, put 3 drops in the diffuser, or even 1 drop on your wrist, like, or your palms, rub them together, smell them, and you're good to go, like 250 drops in a bottle. Amazing. You're going to love wild orange. Okay, and then the third essential oil that you have in, that we have in the diffuser blend this week on reviewing our vision boards is oregano. And so as you're thinking frankincense and wild orange, like even almost like frankincense and wild orange, like that's almost like the ultimate Christmas blend, right? Like so fun, frankincense and wild orange. But I'm thinking oregano. Okay, well, that's going to change the blend a little bit. And then I had to see, like, I know what you use oregano for. Like, it's super, super good for so many things physically. Like, when you're feeling sick, or you feel like you're coming down with something or something like that, oregano is super good for that. But I'm like, okay, oregano. And as I look in the book, Oregano is for humility, is the oil of humility, and it's the oil of non-attachment. And I'm thinking, oh my, like, oh my, like, we need that. When we're pursuing our goals and when we're dreaming, we kind of need that. We need to be humble and realize that some of our goals we can't reach all ourselves, right? And we kind of need to be non-attached with the outcome. Let me explain that. So, let's see. Okay, so one of my favorite sayings they say to my children all the time is the John Adams quote, the second president. Oh my goodness, I can't remember whether it was actually John Adams or John Adams, like, Jr., his son, John Quincy Adams. So it was either the second or I think the sixth president. Anyway, it was one of them. And, but his saying was, duty is ours, results are God's, is God's, right? And so, oh my gracious, my little boy just walked by with lipstick all over his mouth and his tummy. Okay. Anyway, wish you could see what I could see. But anyway, so John Adams, back to John Adams. John Adams said, duty is ours, results are God's, right? And sometimes as we're pursuing a goal, as we're trying to change something, like, we can't get all hung up on what the results are. Like, maybe if we do something, like the first 5 times and it, you know, it just falls flat, it doesn't work. Or if we do something even 10 times and it falls flat or it doesn't work. But yeah, that's something that we still feel really, really inspired to do. Sometimes we just have to hold our road and keep doing what we know is best to do. So, I think that oregano is included in this blend on vision boarding, for a reason. Because we do have to be humble, and we have to realize we can't achieve our dreams ourselves. You know, we need our family on board. We need our friends on board. If you're anything like me, I know I definitely need help from God if I am going to achieve my dreams, my most precious dreams. So oregano is the oil of humility and the oil of non-attachment. And I think that it's in there for a reason. So again, your diffuser blend is frankincense, the oil of truth, and wild orange, the oil of abundance, and then oregano, the oil of humility and non-attachment. And your song again is to listen to the Blue Daniel Waltz. And my invitation to all of us is to either create our vision boards or to update them wherever we are in life. And dream big. Dream big. And know that, you know, if God put that dream in your heart, I think he's going to give you a way to achieve it. So, in the comments, I'm going to be putting on one of my favorite general conference talks. Oh, you might not know what general conference talks are. That's okay. If you don't know what a general conference talk is, just, like, click on it, and then you'll know. It's just talks about by super spiritual people from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Anyway, this one happens to be on angels, and I do think that we all have angels around us all the time that help us achieve our main missions in life and guide us and comfort us. So this is Suzanne Williams encouraging us all to do our vision boards and know that we have everything. I'm going to repeat their mantra one more time. I review my vision board and I have everything that I need to achieve my dreams. Okay, Suzanne Williams, from Living the Wholesome Life and Essential Oils Health Matters. And I hope you have a fabulous day. Thank you so much for joining our podcast. We love and appreciate you. If you've heard some ideas that will add value to your life, be sure to share this podcast with your friends. And be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast
so you don't miss an episode. And lastly, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.